Spirit Life CNS Church invites you to join our programs where the Word of God will transform your life for better. Our programs are as follows: Sunday service, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Wednesdays, Bible studies, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Our monthly VGOs every last Friday of every month by 10 p.m. to down. Business and Leadership Summit every quarter of the year. Prayer and Prophetic Summit, second Friday of every month, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. under the leadership of the Presiding Shepherd, Prophet Cheru of Badari. Worship with us at Spirit Life CNS Church, opposite Wando Filling Station, beside Olashem Filling Station, Iwo Road, Ibadan. Telephone 081-3252-9517, 070-1927-7557, 00-6732-5748. Website www.spiritlifecns.com. Come and live the Word of God by proof. Your life will never remain the same. Jesus is Lord.
Appreciate God in their life. We are happy to have you. Sit down. We are happy to have you. Your own is coming soon.
Amen.
Okay, your own is the next. You see, some of you cannot say because you remember your account balance. Every challenges you that is going on in your relationship, the Lord will start correcting them. He will channel you to the right person in the name of Jesus. I've said it again. One of the reasons I talk about my marriage to many of you is because wrong image about marriage has been painted to people. And that's why most often I used to tell you that I'm enjoying my marriage, that marriage is sweet. And if I'm enjoying it as your pastor, you will enjoy your own. I say it again, you will enjoy your own. And so don't be scared. Don't be scared. It's a sweet experience. You can see Bro Tokwe has just changed. Just some few days now. Hallelujah. And that is how there will be sporadic and consistent changes in your life. In Jesus' name. We've been on a series, Faith Flow. And I'll be concluding that series this morning. And I will introduce something important. Something very great for the body of Christ. And like you all know that the teaching we have in this church is beyond our church now. Since we are online, a lot of people have been blessed with the messages. And I would not want you to be, you know, left behind. I want you to be on the same page with us. Because God is taking us through an experience that it is only Him Himself that can, you know, there's no limit to it. That's the truth. That can tell the future of how far we are going. Hallelujah. Faith Flow, we've been able to see several things in faith. We have been able to see that there's what we call the sense knowledge faith. Faith can be gotten from your five senses. You believe because you saw. Thomas, you believe because you touched. He said, but blessed are a generation of people who will not only believe because they touch. They will believe me even though they did not see me. They weren't there when I was nailed on the cross. They were not there when I resurrected. They were not there when I broke bread with the disciples. They believe me. It's a blessed generation. People who believe, though they can't see. Now, the word we say, seeing is believing. That's the word faith. Say, show me, I will believe. A white man will say. That's why, listen to me. Faith cannot be explained in the laboratory. Science cannot explain faith. They have tried to explain it. They call it foolishness. They say, this is madness. How can you tell me to believe something I can't handle it? And so they took faith to their laboratory. They came out with no result. Listen, intelligence cannot analyze faith. It is beyond human comprehension. And that is why the Bible says, for the just shall live by what the world cannot explain. The just shall live by what the world cannot. They can't explain it. No philosophy can't explain faith. They have tried, they couldn't. And they came up and said, this is just some kind of a mystery, some kind of they say we are foolish as Christians to believe in what we can't see. But by this faith, we may receive their dead back to life. By this same faith, they wrought miracles. By they shut the mouth of lions. By this, they cannot put their hands on it. Unbelievers can't handle it physically. But the intangibility of faith has given us results that the world cannot have. Again and again, it has been proven. 100% of the time, faith had never failed. It has never failed. He did not fail them in the Old Testament. When they had not faith automated, we are faith automated people. Faith is automatically in you. The day you said, I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior, automatically you became a faith being. By this same faith that was not automated in them, they wrought miracles. They achieved unimaginable things. Unimaginable. One of my favorite scripture, when I was growing up as a Christian is Daniel chapter 3, where they said, "Oh, thou King Nebuchadnezzar, we will not bow down for this golden image." Say, "We know." Say after me, say, "We know." I love the word "we know." I just love it. That's a place of power. We know. Say, "We know that our God is able to deliver us from this very furnace. But if he chose not, if he chose not, we are not ready." We know he has the capacity. We know that he has the capacity to stop you from putting us into this fire. But if he chose not, we have signed out our life by faith. We have signed out. We have given it. We are in his hand by faith. We trust he will do the best. If he chose that we should be destroyed by this fire, he has chosen for us the best. That's faith life. Whatever he will not do, we will not accept. Whatever God will not give, then it is not good. If it is not God giving, it is not good. That's what they said. And so the Bible said they were ready to go into... No, that's an expression of trust. Let him do as he wills. We trust he is able to do the best. So if we were destroyed by that fire, we trust it is the best he chose for us. What a faith life. Now, this morning, I just want to share with you briefly before I introduce to you what the series will be going through this month. Is that faith is spontaneous. Say after me, say faith is spontaneous. Spontaneous means something that happens on the instant. The spontaneity of faith is that faith should not wait for preparation. Most often we over prepare. In the course of preparation, we lost the power to release our faith. We believe there are things that faith should not answer to until we have 7 days prayers. Say, this kind of matter, you need to climb 7 mountains. Go to Monte Iragbiji, go to Olonkole. You know, we are unnecessary preparation. Go and see all the miracles, all the manifestation of faith in the New Testament. Let me tell you something. New Testament actually started from the book of Acts. Because there is no testament until resurrection. The power of resurrection started manifesting in Acts. So the synoptic gospel, it is just the way the Bible was put together for you. The New Testament actually, for you to have a covenant, there must be a shed of blood. So in the New Testament, look what happened in Acts chapter 3. The Bible says, spontaneously, they saw a man who sat at the beautiful gate was begging. Instantly. Talk that. Say after me. Say instantly. Faith should be instant. Release it. Anywhere there's a need for it, don't go home and prepare. Don't say this kind of issue needs 7 days vigil. No. Instantly. We do unnecessary fasting, thinking it is your fasting that gives power to faith. You don't assess this kind of a thing. It must be white fasting. There was a time in my life, I believe I can't receive anything until white fasting. And so I was limited. So, human preparation. Listen to me. I wanted to rent a house. I went on 14 days fasting. White fasting. We have been wrongly taught. Listen to me. There are places where they will tell you. They bastardize different doctrines. Corrupting, you know, they limit what we should do by telling us to practice one activity or the other. Then, can you have faith? Then can your faith be released? They said, "Silver and gold we have not." In the instantly, they were now. It's possible for them to say, "You see, we are going to pray." The Bible said they went to observe the hour of prayer. They said, "Okay, you know, by the time we finish praying, by that time there will be enough faith and power. So stay here. Let's first go. Let's take him to the temple so that we can hold hands and call the priest to bring the oil from the altar." And listen, unnecessary preparation. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up. The Bible says, and immediately. Say after me, say immediately. That's the kind of experience you begin to have. Spontaneous experience. Spontaneous experience. On the instant, on that same spot, there was no case where Jesus said, "Go and come back tomorrow." There was no case. And we read in 2 Corinthians 4 verse 13, if we have the same spirit of faith, there was no case where Jesus said, go back. By tomorrow, there will be enough faith to heal you. Spontaneous. Release it. Release it anytime, anywhere. I don't care if you have fasted that month or you have not fasted. You know, most often when the devil knows the danger of a man of faith. He knows you can do and not do when you understand your place in faith. And so, if the first thing when there's an issue is to tell you that, when last did you fast? And so, you start judging yourself. Ah! When I fasted last time, I broke my fast 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock fasting cannot handle this kind of issue. Say lies. And so, we are subjected to religious activity. We are subjected to practices, thinking by these things we are able to make faith work. Faith is self-contained. Faith is self-sufficient. It does not need an external activity. It is faith. Before it was given to you, it was complete. What was given to you when you came to Christ was a complete faith. And that's why he said, if you have it even as a mustard seed, he did not say, if you have it, you will have to stay 7 days dry fasting before you can use it. When they asked him, how can we do these wonderful things? Do we need to do some? He said, no. If your faith is as small as mustard, you will tell mountains to be lifted. The size of your problem has nothing to do with faith. Why are there no manifestations of unusual things in church today? Because we feel there is a level of faith needed. The same faith that brought you to Christ is the same faith you need to raise the dead. Nothing more. Nothing more. And the reason I'm telling you this is because it will happen. It will happen soonest. Maybe after the service, you will be going home and a blind man will walk close to you spontaneously. Say after me, spontaneously. You are not prepared. You just listen to me. Listen to me. To try to prepare to do it is where doubt sets in. That is where your intelligence will begin to analyze it. Because you are preparing for it. But when it is spontaneous, all of a sudden, the power is released. Philemon 1 and verse 6, that the communication of your faith might become effective by the acknowledging of every good thing that is in you, in Christ. The effectiveness of faith is releasing it. Don't wait. Don't wait. Release it. Don't wait. Don't wait until it's Sabbath day. They say this kind of thing cannot be done until the night vigil. No! Either vigil or day vigil, I don't care what time. Faith works 100% of your time, 24/7. 365 days a year, it works all the time. Say after me, say all the time. We have been wrongly taught that there are certain areas that you cannot use faith until there's a candle in your hand. You must light 7 candles. The candles, the wax must be burning your hands like this. Then it will work. We'll be subjected to different things. You see, my concern is this. How comes people believe so much in their founders, but they don't believe what their founders did? If we operated like our founders, the like of Baba Orimolade, Babalola of CAC, history, we sing, Olorun 90-30, Oh, Shishe, Yanure, Lowo, Lowo, Oh, quick. Let me tell you what brother song. He was in the seminary, and they were carrying a corpse. A woman had only one child. And the child died. People were crying. They were taking the child to the grave. He was ringing his bell, doing money cry in the morning. He was doing evangelism. Instantly, he said, drop the baby. He rang bell on the baby. Instantly. You know, it's possible the devil would have told him, dead, to wake dead. You have to go on 7 days. By that time, the baby would have been decomposing. There's no need for your faith again. Most often, your faith is not needed again because when you ought to release it, you weren't preparing. So it is too late now because when you ought to give it out, you didn't. So it becomes not necessary again. Go and read about John Alexander Dewey. He's called a man of faith. People began to die. A particular epidemic hit England. Was it England now in America? And he lost plenty members of his family and went to cry to God. And he came to this understanding that the faith that brought him to Christ is the same faith he needed to wake. It's just that we see these things as too big. Listen, Is there anything bigger than you receiving salvation? Nothing. Nothing is bigger. The greatest miracle happened to you the day we came. So every other miracle is secondary. If you could access salvation by believing, it means you can access any level, any dimension of works, of miracle. And let me tell you something. We need miracle than we ever need since the history of truth. Because even believers now, the Bible says they will give heed to false teachers, false doctrines. There is more counterfeit than original now. It is meant for the unbelievers, but the church needs it because many people come to church and they don't even believe what you are saying. They say, show us, give us a proof, and God will use you. Amen. When you ought to heal, listen to me. There are many of you here who should be healing people. The devil tells you, you are not a pastor yet. Have you been ordained? And you withhold that thing. It is in you. Release it. Tap it and say, release it. Spontaneously. Let me show you a scripture, then I will go, you know, to the next teaching. Give me 14:9, not this one. The same head Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceived that he had faith to be healed. Apostle Paul was ministering, and there was a man who had infirmity. I think he was lame or something. And as Apostle Paul was teaching, he was so much attached, his eyes was fixed. And Apostle perceived the man had faith. Give me verse 10. Paul said in a loud voice, stand up straight on your feet. And he jumped up and started to walk around. Instantly, he perceived he had faith. There were a lot of people there who were seated, but he perceived the man had a spontaneous response. One thing is to give it, is another thing to respond to faith. You can release faith. You can respond. There was a ready man who had the understanding of a spontaneous release. And there was another man who had an experience of instantaneous receive. When are you receiving it? Now. Now. Now faith. Now faith. Now faith is the substance. Now. Spontaneous. Immediate. Now, now, both releasing and receiving is spontaneous. And so, many of us, we hope and we think it's faith. Hope says, I believe tomorrow I will get it. Hope is an expectation. Hope says, I know I will get it. Faith says, I have gotten it now. Where's evidence? I know I've gotten it. What's my evidence? Because the Bible says this is my evidence. Are you healed? Yes, I am healed. When? Now. How do you know? Are you still having the feeling? Yes. My faith has nothing to do with my feeling because the word supersedes feeling. Faith has it now. Spontaneous, now. After 21 days, no, now. And so, we look stupid after saying, I've done everything. You say I should have faith and I had faith. You say I should pray and I've prayed. Tap it up and say now. Say it louder, say now. What you see today manifesting in your life is what you got by faith long ago. You got it by faith. You got your marriage before you married on Tuesday. You got it. And that's why many of you, God gave you dream. In your dream, you see yourself riding a nice car. You had that car. You had it. You had it. The day you say, you know, this is how we do most often. I say, Father, I thank you that I just got this job. I thank you, Father, because you just give me this job. How are you supposed to respond? Now, you will not respond in appreciation because you have not received a physical employment letter. That is not faith. You just say, God, I thank you because I've gotten this job. Now, how are you actually supposed to respond? You are supposed to respond as though you are already in the office. And so you come to church and say, I thank God because I got the job. Because you did not get it when you went for interview. You got it when you asked for it right then. That's why it's called faith life. The just shall live by faith. Calling those things that were not as though they were. He said, and said loud, when he perceived, he shouted. He caught someone who was ready at that moment. And he released it at that moment. So from the both end, there must be instantaneous understanding. From both end. I received it. Say it louder. Say, I receive it. Shout hallelujah.
Spirit Life CNS Church invites you to join our programs. We are the Word of God. We transform your life for better. Our programs are as follows. Sunday service, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Wednesdays, Bible studies, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Our monthly VGOs every last Friday of every month by 10 p.m. to down. Business and Leadership Summit every quarter of the year. Prayer and Prophetic Summit, second Friday of every month, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. under the leadership of the presiding shepherd, Prophet Cheru of Badari. Worship with us at Spirit Life CNS Church, opposite to Andro Filling Station, beside Olashe Filling Station, Iwo Road, Ibadan. Telephone 081-3252-9517, 070-1927-7557, 00-67-32-5748. Website www.spiritlifecns.com. Come and live the word of God by proof. Your life will never remain the same. Jesus is Lord.